I want to encourage you today and say in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let's stop playing with heaven. Let's stop playing heavenly games. Let's stop calling out things and saying that God said we've got to do this and that God said that we've got to do that. And when we do those things, there's no fruit on that which we claim God showed us to do. It's time to get serious with the Lord. It's time to understand that there's only one way in which change will come to our nation. And it's when we come to a position where we are willing to give our lives to Jesus Christ and to allow the Holy Spirit to order our footsteps and our ways. That's the only way change will come in this country. That's the only way God is going to hear from heaven. That's the only way we're really and truly going to see how God impacts our communities, impacts our neighborhoods. That's the only way we're going to see revival ignited on a grassroots level where people and their hearts are set on fire. And because of that, communities are affected. Because of that, there's a living witness of the Lord Jesus Christ and His power, His authority, being ignited in the hearts of people everywhere. And there's a living testimony that goes out to those communities. There's a living testimony that goes out to people around those people, where they live, where they work. The environment is affected. People's lives are affected because they are on fire and because the words that proceed out of their mouth as a living testimony ignites the hearts of others around them and sets them on fire. That's the way change is going to come. We can try any other way, and we can have 110,000 prayer meetings with millions of people. We can have all sorts of conferences, but without God intervening from heaven to earth, no change will come. We will have our meetings, we will have our gatherings, thousands may come, hundreds of thousands may come, millions may attend. No change will come before we don't come as individuals, as one and two and three and four and fives, and allow the Spirit of God to impress upon our own hearts, before we don't humble ourselves, giving ourselves to God, saying, Father, not my will in my life, but I give myself to you. I humble myself under your will. I humble myself under your ways. Come, Holy Spirit, take control of me. Before that does not happen, we can have any kind of meeting we want other than that, and it's not going to bring change. And the humbleness we need is not the humbleness in those meetings to bow down and to say, I'm humbling myself now, and I'm yielding to you, Lord, in this meeting, and then to turn back, go back home, and within months, we are back in our old ways, doing exactly the things that we supposedly repented of in those meetings. It's going to be a genuine heart repentance that's required. That's how change will come. And it's not something that a man can instigate. This has got to be a move of God. And this move of God will start in the hearts of individuals, as the Holy Spirit Himself in South Africa is going to start working and igniting the hearts of people. And as God is going to bring change through meetings that He orchestrates, that He, by His Spirit from heaven to earth, is going to ignite in this nation and cause people's hearts to catch on fire with the Holy Spirit. So I want to challenge you today and encourage you as a child of God. Come into a position where you yield your entire life to Christ, where the Lord Jesus is more than a profession on your lips, but where Christ is enthroned upon your heart and upon your life. If you're a child of God, sanctify yourself at this time. Come to a place where you allow the Holy Spirit to root out of you everything that displeases God, and to put you in a position where He's well pleased with you. Forget about the kind of religious thinking of saying, you know, Jesus has already taken care of all of my sins so I can live the way that I want to. No, you cannot. If you want to do that, you need to rewrite Christianity in the very essence of what it is, because your life is supposed to be a shining beacon. You're supposed to be a light. You're supposed to be the salt of the earth. The very reason you were saved is so that God could transform your entire life, so that you could become a living witness of the life of Jesus Christ being alive in you, that's changed all things in you, and that's made a whole new creation out of you. That is the testimony. That's the living witness. That's why you become a living epistle written by the hand of God. That's why your story should be a story written from heaven to earth, so that when people read your story, your testimony, your life, there's an evidence of the presence, the power, and the life of Jesus Christ visible in every area of your life. Everything has become new. This is what God is calling us to. And as Christians, it's time for us to accept that testimony in our hearts and that position before the throne to say, Father, help me, rid me, cleanse me, purify me, pour out your oil in me and set me ablaze with your fire, so that in and through my life, as far as I go through this world, the lives of other people will be affected by the light that walks into a room when I walk into that room, by the presence of God that goes into a place as I go into that place, by the atmosphere of Jesus, the love of Christ shining through my face, through my words, that lives and communities may be shaken as children of God become the light of God in this world, as the atmosphere is shifted. Time for us to sit around churches and hope for people to get into those churches or to come to churches. It's over. It's not going to work. You need to be the light in the world. You need to go and take Jesus Christ, allow Him to manifest and demonstrate His life in and through you in the workplace. You become His body. You become His temple where you are, where people meet you every day. Let them see, experience, and feel Christ in you as you yield yourself fully for Christ to fill you and to take control of who you are as a person, giving yourself as a living sacrifice, as a temple of the Holy Spirit, so that the Spirit of God may fully possess your entire life, and because of that, may be seen in and through you to the same dimension. It's time for each one of us to get together with God in this time. Not to gather together corporately as we are, but to get together with God in person and to get serious with God and ask the Lord, come and change in me what needs to go. And I'm telling you, you cannot tell me that you don't know what that is. If you are serious with the Holy Spirit, He's going to convict you. He's going to show you what needs to go. And we need to come to that place where we humble ourselves and say, Father, come and do in me what only you can do in your Spirit, so that you may do through me what you alone can do in South Africa. I trust that this message will touch your heart, that you will understand that it is time for us to seek the Lord. In Jesus' name, I bless you in the wonderful name of Christ. Amen.